Donald Trump is set to accept the nomination at the Republican convention in Cleveland tonight. We don't know exactly what he'll say, but based on his track record, he'll probably say something controversial. KUOW's David Hyde has been asking people at the convention, including Washington State delegates, about Trump's reputation for combative rhetoric.
This year, the Republican candidate has divided the country and his own party as much as any nominee in over 40 years. And some of that has to do with his choice of words. Donald Trump's biggest supporters here in Cleveland say they like them. They tell me the stuff he says, like this line about Mexican immigrants.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
Is refreshing and outspoken. Opponents hear Trump's words differently. Racist and sexist.
You know, you could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever.
And Islamophobic.
Until we figure this out, we should have a ban. It's very simple.
At one time, Trump called for a total ban on Muslim immigration into the United States. Now he calls for extreme vetting. So what do delegates from Washington State make of his rhetoric? Hussein Karam of Clyde Hill is one who backs Donald Trump.
I'm a Muslim, and I talk to many Muslims, and they don't quite like the way he says things. His language is not very friendly, but the content of his message is very appealing to the Muslims.
Obviously, not all Muslims agree. Another Washington delegate, Braden Wilkerson of Olympia, doesn't excuse Trump's language, and he's among the majority of Republicans from Washington State here who say they will never vote for Trump.
Would you vote for racism? Would you vote for misogyny? Would you vote for authoritarianism?
I put the question to Washington State GOP Chairman Susan Hutchison. Like Trump, she's all about the winning. So how worried is she that Donald Trump's pugnacious rhetoric will alienate Republicans and swing voters heading into November?
You know, I found that many serious Republicans who are not happy about Donald Trump harken back to the 20th century and the way it was with Ronald Reagan. You know, this is the 21st century. If you are on Twitter, it's constant insults. You read them every day. Is it better? You know, that's for people to judge. But most of our younger generation is very used to people being very blunt in their communication.
What about outside the convention center in Cleveland? What do people there think? Most tell me they're happy that the Republicans are in this largely Democratic town. But when it comes to Trump...
I'm going to tell you what I hear is just like, it's funny to me.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you know, it's like entertainment. So,
I mean, he got money to throw away, so he just say what he want to do. He can, you know, he can buy his way. He already did.
Ghani and West are a bass and sax duo busking a few blocks from the convention center. Cora Butts is with a group of people giving out free hugs on the edge of Public Square, where multiple mini protests are taking place. And she's even less impressed with Donald Trump's rants.
It's terrible. He has everybody else who was afraid, who had hatred in their hearts for somebody else. He has everybody saying it out loud now. That's so dangerous.
At the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, I'm David Hyde, KUOW News.